And happy National Chocolate Day.
Thank you.
We don't know why it's today, but it is. So, you know, go buy a bar.
Or yeah.
Something. Uh-huh. You know, it's got chocolate in it.
Yeah, I've had some chocolate this morning already.
Have you now?
Yeah,
right.
I have.
There you go.
There's some brownie in the break room. So
mm-hmm.
I partooked.
So it looks like all the holiday shopping wasn't good enough for Sears, the parent company closing 120 Sears and Kmart stores due to a drop in holiday sales.
Yeah, apparently we don't have a list yet either.
Yeah, so
sales down 5.2%. I guarantee you there's going to be some mall space open someplace.
Yeah.
A lot of places, actually.
Yeah, because most Sears are in malls,
most of them, right? Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Sales are down 5.2%. in the 8 weeks leading up to Christmas compared to the same period of last year, and shares of the company have tumbled about 50% in the past year.
Boy, what does that say when Sears shuts down?
Well, you think about it. There's Sears, which goes back to probably the late 1800s.
Uh-huh.
Got that catalog thing. And if you've ever seen, is it a History Channel? Maybe did a story, the History Network did a story on Sears and how it really, again, filled a tremendous gap that people needed at that time. It's just a matter of times changing.
I mean, how many people in their lives or families got their washers and dryers, you know, at Sears?
Right,
Craftsman tools and those things like that.
Yeah. And when you consider the model that they were for catalog sales, and, I mean, truth be told, Walmart took a lot of the same things that Kmart was doing to become what they are. So, I mean, two real templates of success at one point in our economy, and obviously struggling now. This morning on our Wall Street Journal show, which is an interesting show. If you're an insomniac and you get up at 4 in the morning, you can hear some pretty neat stuff. But the question that they have this morning on their website is, when was the last time you were in a Sears store?
and not just passing through to go to the other part of the mall.
Something like that, to get
the Orange Julius.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that as I was driving in, and I'm going, I don't know that I can say when that was, but it's been a while, been at least a year. So, but anyway, they'll have results up on their website.
It wasn't that long ago for me because I had to make a purchase that was only available at Sears.
Mm-hmm. There you are. I mean, they used to have a portrait studio. I mean, just every one here
still does.
Is that right? Yeah. And Allstate Insurance, right? Isn't that right? You could buy Allstate Insurance inside the Sears store.
Well, they used to have catalog sales here too, but I don't think they have that anymore, do they? Where you could go up, order something, you know, in the catalog, and it would be delivered the next day or two days later.
I think you can probably still do that. Yeah. They would have a catalog area, but you know, for folks who've lived here for a long, long time, you know, the Townshire Shopping Center,
right?
Yeah, you remember where that is.
Yeah.
Anyway, where that Albertson store is, actually, that used to curve around on the other side.
You mean where that Albertson store used to be?
Yeah, that one, yeah. It would curve around on that side because that's where Sears was.
It would be on the north end of it, right?
And then
that became Blinn College, am I right?
Well, it became Central Texas Hardware, and then it became Blinn College.
Okay.
It's all that. But,
Yeah,
for all those, we did a few remotes over there on Whoopi-Tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd sit up there with our portable turntables and everything.
I'll be darned. And
during Christmas time.
Yeah.
It was great. Anyway.
Yeah. So those were the days, weren't they?
We'll see what happens. It's 7:42. This will make you, how'd that holiday go for you? Did you have to cut back a little bit this year? Was Christmas not quite as big for you as it was last year or maybe the year before?
Yeah, a little.
Put that in mind.
Yeah.
I know you'll be shocked over this. The wealth gap between us and Washington, the wealth gap between representatives and those who they represent got wider.
Really?
According to analysis of financial disclosures, about half of all members of Congress are millionaires. Since 2004, the average American's net worth has dropped about 8%. Okay? Since 2004, average American's net worth has dropped about 8%. Members of Congress, it's gone up 15%.
Wow.
Yeah. My A&M Consolidated Math tells me that's a 23% gap right there. Between 1984 and 2009, the median net worth of a member of Congress rose 2.5 times. Used to be $280,000, now it's $750,000. And it's through 1984 because that's the last time that there was really any consistent wealth data that's available. But now a member of Congress, basically both houses, both Senate and House, $913,000. So remember, they're just like us. Today, the typical member of Congress is worth more than nine times more than the typical voter that they represent. What's Nancy Pelosi doing? She's in Hawaii.
Of course she is.
She is.
With the Prez?
No, doubt. No. Well, it's
Did they at least ride together?
No.
No.
They did not carpool.
And the president went separate from Michelle, right?
Yeah, that too. Well, now,
because her mama would probably tag
She'd had about enough.
Uh-huh.
Had about enough of the snow. She was ready for some palm trees. The Hawaiian escapade is costing us, U.S. American taxpayers, $4.1 million. Yeah. That rental's going for $3,500 a day.
Oh, good.
Which is pretty stout, but it's nothing like the Peloster. The Peloster's staying over there in, let me see, where is she? She's at the Four Seasons over on the Big Island.
Uh-huh.
She's got her suite. It's the same one she's had for the last 3 years. $10,000 a night. $10,000 a night. Now,
well,
we're
she's
not,
paying for that.
Yeah, we're
she?
Not paying for it.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Well,
there are some things that the people of Hawaii are paying for. Hello.
Well, you know, you can ask any member of Congress while they're worth more than we are. They're smarter than we are.
That's it. You know, and really, the thing about that, okay, there's gaps between what the members of Congress earn and what we earn.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that probably is the most bothersome is when you look at their investments, because that's where they have really made out better than the general public. So what does that make you think about? Huh. How come a member of Congress does better in investments than we do?
Yeah, the telling percentage would be to go back and look over the past 10, 15, 20 years and see what members of Congress, what a member's net worth was when they began and what it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they go in rich, that's one thing. But if they got rich while they were there, that's, if you need one more reason for term limits, that would probably be one. And, you know, the deal is, though, if you think about it, if you'll remember, Harry Truman was so destitute when he left office that Congress had to increase the pension for presidents so he wouldn't be in the poorhouse. That Ulysses S. Grant had to write his memoirs so his family would have any money at all.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, former general in the Union Army and former president of the United States. He didn't have any money. So, yeah, things have changed a little bit there. Oh, we're back to Nancy. Now, Nancy's paying $10,000 and she's
220.
Sorry. Yeah, she's paying for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's paying for it. But you do need to know that while she's been there, she's been escorted by local police. And that has cost the residents of Hawaii $34,000. Because, after all, she needs a police escort every place she goes.
Well, she might.
She's just like us. What, there are enough people that are angry at her?
Yeah, you know. She.
Anyway. There you are. That's out right. there this morning.
I mean, she gets out on the beach in that two-piece.
Oh.
Yeah, you need police protection on that.
Is it time to consider replacing?